What's up, everybody? It is Lala Kent.
With Ran. We are back, episode 2 of the new season.
How do you feel like we're doing?
I don't know yet. Questionable. I always have hesitations about our show, but people seem to want it, and they were very upset when we weren't on the air. So we are back in full effect every week. Boom.
I will say, I thought that last week's episode was super cute, but last season it was like totally different because now it's like, hey, we need to podcast. And then the baby starts screaming and I'm like, oh my God, I have to calm her down first. And then you hear screaming for like an hour and you're like, I think I'm too tired to podcast.
Yeah, you came in, by the way, let me set the stage. You came in to the office with our daughter screaming her head off. So you had to deal with that. And then we got her to finally chill. And now she's sitting in your arms as we're podcasting. I will post a picture. Asleep. So there you go. She's milk drunk.
She is milk drunk. And I'm wondering because, and this is a serious question. Everyone asks me, like, are you breastfeeding? Does it still count that you're breastfeeding if you like pump and put it in a bottle? Does that still count as breastfeeding?
Totally. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Because I'm telling you, this boob thing is a lot of work.
What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I think that definitely counts.
Okay. Did your wife breastfeed your babies?
She did.
Did she breastfeed you while she was lactating?
Okay. All right. Do we
be
have to
honest,
go there?
Tim.
I don't know if I can comment.
Okay,
on
Randall.
Guess what? You know what time it is, everybody? It is time for new current pop information. We are transitioning and pivoting out of that. So I want to break the big news. I mean, probably a lot of people do know this, but they for sure
know this.
Okay, well, in case they don't know it, I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay, tell us, baby.
So the good news is, it has been announced officially that Vanderpump Rules, your TV show, season 9, is officially back filming.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting.
Congratulations.
Anyway, back to you. Vanderpump Rules picked up for season 9. Are you excited? Are you nervous? I know you've shot, or we actually did it together, a little thing, but are you nervous now? You're going back into a full, like people don't realize, but this is your full-time job over the next 3-4 months. Are you nervous? Because it's been a long time since you've been off from filming this show, and now you've got a baby sitting in your arms, so things are very different. Are you nervous, excited? What's the feeling?
I'm kind of all the things. I'm very excited, but I am nervous. And I think that's because it obviously looks different this season. We have a lot of key cast members that won't be returning. And also, I don't know how quick I am with my tongue anymore. Like, okay so Tim,
stop.
No, listen.
No.
So the other night, this is why I'm questioning how my tongue is working. Or, well, you know what I mean. Cool. Sure. If my tongue is still as sharp as it used to be. Randall and I went to Sur the other night with my family. Mm-hmm. And Sandoval was there with a group of people, one of which was an old cast member of Vanderpump. Not a big cast member, but like she made an appearance. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to come say what's up to Sandoval after dinner. So I walk out and it's like one of those areas where when you're out there, you can't just like turn around. Once you're out there, you're out there. So I walk out there. It's a group of people, including that cast member. Sandoval's not there. And I'm like standing there awkwardly. And I'm being very kind. And this girl decides to say to me, are you still pregnant? This was like 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago. Okay, I am in a tight spandex top with a little white blazer. I'm feeling so cute. Like I'm a new mom. I feel like my body looks really good
you
for
do
just
not
having
look
right
pregnant.
So she was being an asshole. All right.
Also,
she doesn't know. Well, she's a super fan, so she for sure knew that I had my baby. Like,
oh boy.
Such a big fan that like I'm surprised she wasn't plastered against the window at Cedars waiting for Ocean to come out of me. Like that type of super fan. She knew damn well that I was pregnant. And when she said it, I like kind of was taken aback and said, I was like, oh my gosh, no, do I still look pregnant? I said, sometimes I put these outfits on and I think I can pull them off, but like maybe I don't look as good as I thought that I did when I walked out of the house. And in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I would normally like drag someone for saying that. And I actually wanted to crawl in a hole and cry. So I'm like, am I ready for Vanderpump Rules to start? I like don't even know how to defend myself anymore.
I don't think that's the case. I think you haven't lost one beat in your wit, quickness. What I will say is that I know what happened that night because you came and talked to me about it and you were very upset. I think, I don't know if it was intentional, that comment, but regardless, that person probably knew that you were, I assume they knew you were pregnant, having a baby.
Yeah.
So it's just an awkward comment to say to somebody after they just had a baby. And I don't know. It's just, it was a very, you were very upset. I was very upset for you because obviously I go into protection mode. But yeah, I didn't really understand why. I wasn't there when it happened, but I don't understand why somebody would even say that. Because when I know somebody's pregnant or about to have a baby or have had a baby, I would just never comment on their physical appearance ever because it's just inappropriate. Right. I mean, you should never say that to a woman. So I don't know that I wasn't there, but you were. But I know you. You don't get rattled easily, and you were very upset.
I was rattled. So the answer to your question is I'm excited, but I'm a little worried about going back because I don't know if I'm going to be a productive cast member or if I'm just going to sob when people are mean to me.
Okay. I don't believe that you're going to sob when people are mean to you. Also, I think you're looking at a different season. I think you have to look at this season differently. I think that you got to remember, Sheena is a mother now.
Yes.
Right? And she's got Brock, and she's in a good, healthy relationship. So you've got that element. You've got you and your new baby, right? And then you've, I just think the dynamic, again, I'm guessing, I don't know shit, but I'm guessing that the season's going to be different. It's going to have different, your ups and downs, I think, are going to be different than they were in years past.
Well, that's what's so hard about the new season coming out. People have asked me, like, what will it look like? And I have no idea.
Right.
In every other season, I'm like, well, it's Vanderpump Rules. Like, you know what it looks like. We have no idea. We have two cast members that are moms. We have two people that brought a lot of great drama to television that are gone now. How many people? Yeah. We had a lot of people that brought it to the show that are no longer on the show anymore. But I'm just happy that, you know, I get to leave my house now because people have started leaving their homes after the pandemic, and I still have not.
No, you're very comfortable inside your house. So I think it's exciting. I do. I'm really excited for you and for the show because the show has been on hiatus for a long time now. You know, obviously the world has been on hiatus because of COVID, but you guys have been on hiatus even longer than that. So I'm excited for you, and I think Vanderpump Rules coming back is going to be a lot of fun for you.
Is it weird that we're podcasting and I just have a baby in my arms trying to keep her calm and to not freak out?
Well, I think that it's changed the dynamic for Tim and I because we're sitting here trying to figure out what to say. We don't want to curse. We're afraid Ocean will be pissed off. So we're kind of like dancing around the podcast here. But I don't think it's weird for me because it's my daughter.
Yeah, actually, Randall is like super dad. The other day I walked upstairs and I heard Ocean freaking and then calmed down. I was like, you get nervous when your baby suddenly calms down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, even though it's nice, you're like, is she dead?
There's a fine line between too quiet and not quite enough.
Yeah, it's like when she's crying, I try to get it to stop. And then when it does, I'm like, wait a minute, is something wrong? I don't know. But Randall was really cute. I walked up and he was singing her a cute little song that he had made up. And then last night, Ocean took a bath with Rand and it was the sweetest thing in the entire world. It's like a different vibe at our house now.
It's very soft and quiet, and except when Ocean's mad that she wants to eat. Other than that,
yeah,
it's a pretty chill house. It's great. So, but I'm excited. And by the way, what did you think of the teaser? Because there was a teaser of Vanderpump that came out. More news, more tea, as you like to say. What did you think of that?
I thought it was really cute. It actually showed what the new season is, like the vibe of it. It's going to, exactly, that's the word I'm looking for, the tone. I thought it was really cute. I thought it was really funny. And yeah, I mean, we shot that, what was that, a Friday, and we got induced on a Sunday. It was like, they
two
had
days
to,
before. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because wow. We've been not filming or on the air for, I think, 18 months. And so it would look a little weird to be like, hey, we're back. And just two of the cast members like have babies now. So they called and they said, hey, can we pick cameras up to film you? And they thought I was due April 4th, just like I did. I said, well, you better get it popping because I'm being induced literally in 3 days.
Yeah. Wow. That was crazy when they came up. Production shows up. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, oh, we've got to film today. And I was like, wow. Okay. So I thought we were, but having said that, I think we should take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're back in the new season. Randall's got new games. We've got a new trivia segment coming up.
Oh, boy.
We'll be, yeah, for both of you. And we'll be right back after these messages.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
We're back.
All right, we're back. So I have, this is a game that I came up with. You pick one or the other, okay? And each of you have to pick. It's not a trivia game where you have to like answer a really tough question. It's just kind of like personal preference. Ready? The first for you, Law.
Okay.
You have a choice. I'm going to give you two choices. You pick which one. Stay on Earth till the day you pass, or live on Mars and you live forever.
Live on Earth until the day I pass. I don't want to live forever. Is that weird?
No, I don't think that's weird.
I
definitely do.
I do, too.
Really?
Yeah, I want to live forever.
I don't know if I take the Mars thing.
Okay, answer, because I've got another question.
Well, it's like,
answer.
Are you alone on Mars?
You're allowed to bring two people.
I don't know.
You're getting a lot of trouble, Kim, since you have two kids and a wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Stay on Earth or live forever.
Don't worry.
I think just to mitigate any damage from this, I'm picking to stay on Earth.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh, smart man.
Okay.
Yes.
I personally, not that anybody's asking or gives a shit, I would have to pick Earth, even though I want to live forever, because I have three children and a fiance that I'm not going to leave. So there we go. All right. Let me give you the next question. The next question is a good one.
I love how you guys, you're staying because you want to, no one wants to know why I don't want to live forever.
Yeah. Tell us.
Well, that wasn't part of the question, but the fans, I'm sure did.
I would be, I'm tired, guys, and I can only imagine like what I'm going to feel like when I'm 90 if I make it that long. It's going to be like, you know what? Like, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm going to go like hang with the homies up in heaven. It's like, I'm good.
That's a great answer. You know why? That brings me to my next question. Mm. Ready for the second part? If you could live forever, ready? If you could live forever, pick an age that you'd have to live at one age.
It would definitely be the days that I was drinking.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would have to pick that age. Maybe like 21, because then being obliterated all the time is like, she's 21. You know?
Okay, so that's the age. Now, not like right now. You're thriving at your highest level. Thank you, Lala. Okay. La, can you... You know what? That's why I love you, babe. You don't give a fuck. It's amazing. Babe, that is why people love you. You don't give a fuck. Okay. Lala's picked 21, which is, by the way, one of the greatest ages for anybody. 21, you have blinders on. You are going 100 miles an hour, and you think it's never going to end.
And everyone around you is looking at you like they don't have it together because they're only 21. Right,
exactly.
You know? It's the best age ever. If you're getting fucked up and doing all these things when you're not 21, it's like, I'm really worried. I'm really worried. You know?
Yeah.
I agree. That's a very good point. Okay, you?
I think my current age is a pretty good one because I still have enough energy. Not as much as I'd like, but enough.
Okay.
And I'm secure in my career, you know?
Yeah.
I can pay my bills. I can still have a good time. I got my kids. You know, it's like well-rounded. Right.
Like, what else could you ever want?
Exactly.
I dig it. What about you, Rand?
I don't know. I like all the ages. I think if I was to pick an age that for the rest of my life I have to sit at, I'd probably say 38 to 40. I just think that's like a good zone health-wise. You know what I mean? Like physically, you're still kind of can crush, but you're not too old. You're also not too young. Like, I don't want to be 21 again. I was fucking, you know, figuring shit out.
Again, but he's 21.
but here's the thing. But here's the difference. When you were 21, La, you were probably cool. I wasn't cool. You know what I mean? And not that I'm cool.
Oh my God. At 21, I was cool. I was hot. I had the abs of a champion. Every guy wanted to hit it and I wouldn't let them. I was living my best life.
Okay. I have another question. Now that you guys are doing really good, I'm actually shocked by your answer. I thought it was really good. 21 is actually very interesting. Because if I think back, 21, you're in your best physical shape, et cetera. But I think mentally, I probably didn't really grow till yesterday.
That's what's awesome about it, though.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
Would you take $1 billion?
Okay. I love these games.
But you can never do what you love for work the rest of your life. Think about it. So nothing passionate. You can't create anything. You can't build anything. You can't make anything. You can't do art. You can't do film, music. Whatever your passion is in life, you get to be wealthy beyond somebody's wildest dreams. But you cannot do anything other than just, you're retired, basically.
Well, my passion is watching Housewives, so I couldn't do that either.
I don't know. I didn't check the rule book, but you can watch any TV you want, but you couldn't go and build a business or do your makeup line or be on TV or create a book. You couldn't launch a book. You couldn't do any of that stuff.
Okay, well, tell me this. Sorry, this is a very... I like this question, but I have some questions about the question. When I'm building all of these things, do I still have a chance to become wealthy?
Of course.
Oh, then that's what I would do. I wouldn't want you to just give me a billy and for me to just not be able to create.
Quit.
If I can still create and have the chance to make great money...
Yeah.
And have it be what I live off of, then I would obviously choose that.
And here's the other thing. You definitely could do that. And the other thing is, like, you're basically, like, there are people in life that I know that they just want to be financially, they just want to be financially set and retire and go live a peaceful life on a beach. And so that this question works for that caliber of person.
Right.
I just didn't think it would work for you because you're such a go-getter.
Yeah. And I like working, but I obviously would like to see some green with the big face honeys coming at my, you know, stacking up in my bank account.
Okay.
So I'll take that one. Tim? What about you, Timbo?
Oh, man. I don't know. I like working too. I like having a sense of accomplishment, but
you'd be good.
I like
out.
Watching baseball. I like watching
you'd be
football.
Good. You'd be
I
good.
Like playing video games.
I believe
I like
Tim's
just being
that
with
guy.
My kids. Yeah, I'd probably take the billion.
You take the billion, get the 737 private jet, the mansion on the beach, and you'd tap out.
Yeah, exactly. I think so.
That sounds kind of nice. Maybe I'll switch my answer.
Okay. All right. So my answer is, as much as I love that to take that option, I couldn't
do
it.
I changed my mind.
It would crush my soul.
I changed my mind.
It would crush my soul.
I'll take the billion, call it a day. You're right. Yeah. Your answer sounded awesome. I want to do that.
Okay, so both of you are billionaires now, and I'm broke making movies. There you go.
But we can finance your movies. We just
we'll make it really easy for you.
You just can't be involved.
Yeah, we just can't take any return.
Right. No,
we're gifting you money.
You can't even show up on set.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't be part of any creative anything except watching Housewives and you watching your kids.
All right, well, when I'm chilling on my island, you can just call me and let me know how set is.
By the way, if you took the Billy and I didn't, I'm a billionaire still because we're together.
There you go.
Oh, it's a win for everybody.
Loopholes.
Yeah.
loopholes. Because we're creating the rules.
Right.
Okay, last question. If you could have any car in the world.
Okay.
Any car.
Yeah.
What car would you have? Just curious.
The car I have right now.
Okay.
Yeah, a G-Wagon.
You know, you suck at this,
Lala. I would change the color, though. I will never get a black car again. I've just realized, like, Randall and I are kind of lazy.
I am not friggin' lazy.
No, we're not lazy in certain areas, but
in
when
business,
it comes
I'm
to,
lazy,
like,
personal.
Cleaning things up, we're lazy.
Yeah.
I don't like to pick things up, but
I don't know if it's laziness or just complete apathy in your case.
Yeah.
I consider myself a I don't know. Okay, what's your answer?
To be lazy you'd have to have some desire
to do it. I'm determined.
You're just too lazy not to.
I'm determined.
Then lazy is exactly what I am. I have all the desire in the world.
That's what I'm saying.
To wash my car and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do it.
But that's not true, Bob, because in business you're a go-getter hardcore. I mean, you work 24/7. So, yeah, I think you're lazy in some areas. Personally.
You know what? That's why that's what makes the world go round. Is some people are great at things and then other people pick up this like, Randall, I'm going to lose my mind on you. Who is it?
Camp Highlander. Melissa, I have to call you back. We're podcasting. Okay, Camp Highlander.
He literally answered the phone, said, we're podcasting, and then hung up on her. She didn't even get to respond. You're so awesome, Rand.
She's my friend. She owns the camp. She's
and
amazing.
Everyone knows how Randall is. You know Tim, right? When you call him, you're not going to get a goodbye. He just hangs up on you.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but that's a lot of work to say goodbye when you know you're going to see them again.
Some people complain that in movies and TV, they never say goodbye before they hang up. Well,
in real life, you don't.
Yeah, I love you. You're so awesome.
No, but you know who didn't like that?
Who?
There was a famous actor. He called me up and he said to me, we were talking on the speakerphone in the car, and I got halfway through the conversation, and I got done, and I do what I normally do. He was like, okay, we'll talk to you soon. And I was like, yeah, and I hung up. And literally 7 seconds later, the phone rang again, and I picked it up, and he's like, hey. I said, yeah? He's like, yeah, I wasn't done. You didn't say goodbye. And I was like, oh, okay. And then
sorry, I was going through the canyon.
Right,
that's my ultimate excuse.
But it was worse. I remember a lot. After I said that, I was like, I was so petrified after that. I was like, okay. And I was like, well, my bad. He's like, yeah, you got to say goodbye. And I was like, okay. And then it was awkward friggin' silence.
Yeah, because you're like,
because I was afraid to hang up. Remember? And I sat there and I was like, okay. And he goes, okay, bye, Randall. And I was like, okay, bye. And then it was like 10 seconds. And even when he went away, I was like, Lala, is he gone yet or not? And then I hung up the phone. So, yeah, I've gotten in trouble for that, not saying goodbye. But you know what? I just feel like I'm going to see you. I don't need to say goodbye. What do I say, Lala, when I say goodbye? Like,
usually
how do I
it's
say?
Like, I'll call you back. Okay, I'll call you back.
No, I usually know it's over when you go, I'm like, all right, I love you.
Saying bye sucks on the phone. You have to like time it right so you're not saying it. You get bye.
I agree.
You
know,
like, I always lead up to it. Like, depending on who I'm talking to, but I'm like, all right, so I hope you have a great day and we'll talk soon. All right, bye-bye. You know?
That's good.
Well, yeah.
I watched my mom do it that way when I was a kid, and so I just do it that way now. As I got older, I was like, this is how I've seen my mom be super, super professional.
Before we go to break, I want to just say that to our people that listen to us, and I want to tell people that we have a lot of great guests coming up this season. We have a surprise guest, episode 3, which was our next week's episode.
Right.
We have a very, very big superstar, somebody in music, who's going to be on our podcast next week.
Unless you can deliver, don't say that.
I just said it. Okay. I've already talked to him 3 times. He's asked me when. Okay. Let me.
Okay. I'm just saying.
The rain is on the parade and it's happening hard. And the rain is Lala's rain. Randall's optimism, Lala's rain. Okay, now we're back. Okay, thank you, Lala.
I'm sweating.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Okay, TMI. Okay, we're going to go to a break now. We're going to reset one more time. We're going to come back with Give Them Lala and Randall.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we're back. This is a fun episode.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Pessimism loves
okay,
pessimism.
So
pessimism.
Optimism?
Optimism and pessimism. Or pessimistic.
Okay. This is just going back. Lala's got baby brain.
So Tim, this is a good question for you because you're smart AF.
Okay.
So
thank that you. Means Randall, you're dumb.
But we had this conversation on the live the other night. Oh, so you can be overwhelmed and underwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
Can you just be whelmed?
This is a great question.
Well, can we got you a be? Million responses.
Yeah, like you it's like being satisfied.
Yeah,
that's it. You're like, that's what I expected.
That's what they said.
So can I start telling people when they ask how I am, I say I'm whelmed?
I don't know if it's actually a word.
It is a word. Somebody said it on our live, but they said it doesn't mean satisfied, so you have to say satisfied. That's what they said. I think whelmed means something different.
All right. Well, I'm using whelmed from now on. I'm using whelmed. I feel like everything was added to the Webster when everyone was like, it's way, way more funner. And it's like, none of that makes sense. And funner isn't a word. And then it was like, fuck it. So many people are using it. Throw it in the dictionary.
I think YOLO's in the dictionary now.
YOLO. Love it. It was douchey when it was a thing and everyone was like, YOLO. And you're like, you're stupid. Now no one says it. And now I say it all the time.
Yeah.
I do think we need to congratulate on this podcast Sheena and Brock for their baby they just had 2 days ago.
Yes,
so congratulations.
Yes.
And I talked to Brock while I was in the hospital. He was texting me, giving me updates. I know Sheena had a lot of complications, and so I'm very happy that she's settled in, and that's a serious thing. And so I want to send blessings to their new baby and to their family.
Yeah, I agree with you. And actually, we have a group message that consists of myself, Brittany, Stassi, and Sheena.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she was keeping us updated the moment that sweet little Summer Moon entered the world. She sent us a text and a picture. The baby's absolutely gorgeous, yeah. Which I wouldn't expect anything less. Obviously, she let us know that the baby was healthy,
great.
And now they're home. Okay. Thank God.
That's great. That's a scary thing. So I'm very happy. So By the way, another congratulations are in order. Lala, don't let your ego walk out the building. But I want to say congratulations on your book because you're a badass. And the fact that you wrote that book, and I watched how hard. Wait, I watched you every day write that book. I'm so proud of you. So your new book, Give Them Lala, is out now. Everybody go out and get a copy. It is very moving, very real, very raw and beautiful.
Can I tell you something crazy? Today is the day that I'll find out if it's an New York Times bestseller.
Oh, that's big.
I know.
That's big. I'm rooting for you.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I bet Either, it will be.
I hope so.
So what's the book about? What prompted you to start writing the book?
The book is a book of stories. So originally when I wrote it, I sent it in to Simon & Schuster. They wanted to put on the book a memoir. Or not they wanted to. They originally put that on the cover. And I was like, I feel like you can't be 30 years old and write a memoir. There are people that have. I just didn't feel comfortable with it. It's more of a book of stories that are either funny, life-defining, life-changing. So, and this sounds strange, but I didn't write it because I felt like, oh, this I'm so interesting. Like, people need to know things that I think are cool because they'll think it's cool.
Right.
It was more like, I would talk to people about how I was sober and people would look at me and be like, but you didn't have a drinking problem. It's like, really? Because I literally don't even remember your name and I've met you 100 times, you know?
Yeah.
Or Logan, my best friend, my husband, was like, we didn't know you had a drinking problem. We thought you had it together because you like never came out with us. I'm like, because I was passing out by 6 p.m. I couldn't come out with you. Like, you weren't. Like, well, it like kind of passes out at an early time. That wasn't because I was like time for bed because I got a rise early. That's because I was fucked up.
Wow. I'm laughing, not for real, but
no, I always say that. I'm like, now that it's over, let's laugh about it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was, you know, my relationship with Rand. You know, that was something that people loved to label. And so I wrote about how Randall and I came to be because there were just so many things that I was walking into a room. I felt like I had a scarlet letter on me. I had to explain things. And not even that I had to, it's that I felt like I wanted to.
Right.
Like what you've seen, that's not really what happened. And all of these other things came into play. So this was kind of like me purging and saying, this is what it is. I'm no longer apologizing for what happened or what didn't happen. Like, I'm here. I'm happy to be here, and like we're moving on with
life. Like in your life in general, period.
Overall.
But I felt like your book. I feel like your book, for me, is like kind of like your memoir to yourself, saying, "This is my life, and I'm not apologizing for all of the things, good and bad." Meaning, I own the things that have happened in my life. I'm saying from a very young age, growing, maturing, going through hardships that you went through, whether it be your dad or your drinking or you know, just whatever you went through. I feel like this is your story and people should just take it as something beautiful. It's like your heart, because you put your heart and soul into the book. You know what I mean? Like it's all like it's the most pure form of you I've ever seen you put out there. Like, meaning you went out there and
said,
well,
there are things in the book that I've haven't told really anybody.
Wow.
And again, like those were things that I was carrying with me into every room I'd go into, and like they're judging me and I don't know why I'm feeling like they're judging me. And you know, I think the book is going to be really entertaining. I think it's going to make people feel uncomfortable, which is awesome because I love to make people feel uncomfortable and like open their mind just a little bit more. So, yeah, I just really hope that people enjoy it. If you don't get anything out of it, because let's be honest, I'm not Shakespeare. So it's definitely an easy read. I know you're all shook by that. You were thinking you were going to get it and it was going to take you kind of a while. But no, easy read. You'll be entertained. And if you get nothing else from it, I hope that you have some laughs at the end.
You know what? You always downplay and make fun of yourself. And I love you for that. And I do the same thing a lot. But I think people are going to come away much differently than that. I think people are going to be so impressed. Your writing is very, very beautiful. It's very heartfelt and it's very pure. And I think that it's a great read. It's a fast read. But like you said, there's so many things in that book about you that nobody knows and that you put out there, which is very brave of you. And I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much. I'm pretty proud of myself as well, even though I have like self-deprecating humor, but
yes.
in all realness, I do things that I create and I look at, I am proud of them, but I'm the type where it's like, okay, but it's over now. So like, what's next? Like yeah. I can only focus on that for so long before I'm like, okay, over, moving on.
Right.
You know?
I think you got this book, you know, what's
ready
cool.
for the next book, Simon and Schuster. I'm here with my laptop waiting.
I knew
you
that
just
was coming.
Give me the go.
No, but you know, I was telling her when she first signed the deal with a book, I was like, you know, I've always known I was going to write a book one day, true story. But I was like, I can't believe at the time when she made the deal, you were 28 or 29. I was like, you're in your 20s and the biggest publisher in the world came to you and wants you to write your book. Like, you got to fucking be proud of yourself.
That's amazing.
I mean, a lot of people have accomplished a lot of things in the world, don't have their own book.
Right.
So I'm very proud of you. You should really, really, you know, take this moment and enjoy it and remember how epic this is.
I know. Even if I don't make it on the list, it's like, bitch, you can walk in and buy your book at Barnes & Noble. That's cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah, that's really
I'm
cool.
I'm going to go buy your book at Barnes & Noble. There you go.
Feel free to buy like a lot of them if you want.
I don't think the amount I'm going to buy is going to help me get to the number. But
you know, or maybe like tell your friends to go buy a lot of them.
Okay, how about everybody on this podcast, order it and buy it. No, babe, I'm not worried about it. I think your fans are pretty loyal. And with the amount of makeup you sell, I'm confident you're going to do great.
Thank you for saying that. Again, the book is called, here I go, get the plug. Get the plug. The book is called Give Them Lala, and you can get it anywhere that you get books. Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble. That's what's up.
What is going on today? You are on one.
Am I? I think it was after your fun game.
Yeah, that brought the energy up a lot.
It did.
The first before the first break, it was like, I was like, is something, am I missing something? Because our podcast.
Yeah, you're missing something. We have a brand new baby who was literally screaming 5 minutes before we started, and hearing a screaming baby is kind of draining.
Yeah, well, I'm going to screenshot you behind the mic right now.
So all of our listeners, like, just bear with us. We're new to parenthood. Like, if we're dragging a little bit, I'll just tell you. Like,
hey, my energy
rougher
is,
day with Ocean. Rougher day.
My energy is at a 10 at all times.
Okay, well, next time I'm going to come to the office and you're going to stay home with Ocean and feed her and change her diaper. And when she's still screaming, I want you to walk into the office.
Babe.
And still have that energy.
Babe, here's the deal.
What?
Your energy can be at a 0 or a 1 every day because you are mom of the fucking year. So
thank you.
There you go.
I'm trying.
So guys, guess what? Time flies when you're having fun. We are wrapping it up here. We want to thank everybody. Episode 2 of the new season. We're so happy to be back. And yes, Lala, you are a crusher. You are our spokesperson here on the podcast called Give Them Lala.
Can I tell you guys something really quick? Now that we're talking about whelmed, underwhelmed, I'm a little overwhelmed.
Right now?
Kind of. We have a lot of shit going on. Now that I'm thinking about it, we got the podcast, we got the book, we got the beauty line. Skin is launching
soon. Just
the
baby is enough to be overwhelming.
Yeah, the baby line is going to launch. Like, it's a lot. That's a little. Give Them Lala is growing at a rapid pace, and I'm very proud. So with that being said, as I got all my plugs in like one go, thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast and being patient with us and supporting pretty much everything we do. You guys, without you, I wouldn't have anything. And we will see you guys, or I guess you'll hear us next week.
Thanks to everyone who's already left us so many great messages. Keep them coming because we love hearing from all of you guys. Call us anytime at 866-LALAPOD. That's 866-LALAPOD. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.